Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ohio, Stan Greening, and Frank Weingar, do some marching, go to the movies, have a couple of records from the grab bag, and have the last word. If you and I are friends through my personal Facebook page, you may have seen some of my cocktail postings online, and a few weeks ago I did a cocktail segment here on the show. Well, last week, the Windy City Songbird, Leah La Brea, vocalist and banjo player with the West End Jazz Band, Chicago's premier sweet and hot jazz band, suggested I try a last word. A Prohibition-era cocktail consisting of Damrak gin, green chartreuse, maraschino liqueur, and lime juice. It's very tasty and has quite a history, which you can read about online, and Leah says that the title of the first song on tonight's show is derived from the drink. Here's Irving Kaufman.
He's the last word. He starts slow when he starts to go. He's the last word. Girls meet him in the open air. They don't know how to learn to care. They should catch him in an easy chair. He's the last word.
Bereft us of all we esteem. Words that once mattered and flattered were not what they seemed. Have we dreamed? Love's last word is spoken, Cherie. Now my heart is broken, Cherie. Faded the hours I spent with you, roaming the boulevards content with you. Once our hearts were blended, Cherie. Now our dream is ended, Cherie. And like a broken melody, love's last word is spoken, Cherie.
Thank you.
That's a Triple R debut for that record. Gray Gordon and his Tick-Tock Rhythm, and You're the Very Last Word in Love, from August 17, 1938. Saxophonist Gray Gordon was born Jerome Rocar in Freeport, Illinois, on May 4, 1904. His band appeared at the 1933 Chicago World's Fair, and he led bands into the 1940s, whereupon he went into public relations, at one point representing Les Paul and Mary Ford. He died in New York on July 18, 1976. The vocalist on You're the Very Last Word in Love was Betty Lane, and it was written by Edgar Leslie and Joe Burke. I'm desperately looking for another Gray Gordon record, Start the Day Right, because the vocal quartet on it is the Four Gordon Goons. Before Gray Gordon, it was the street singer Arthur Tracy and Love's Last Word is Spoken, recorded May 24, 1939. Love's Last Word is Spoken was composed by Cesar Andrea Bixio with words by Bruce Sevier, or Sevier if you want to Americanize it. I love Ben Pollock's version of He's the Last Word, but we heard the Broadway Bellhops, directed by Sam Lennon with Irving Kaufman, providing the vocal on their rendition recorded on the last day of 1926, a little over 2 weeks after Pollock's recording. He's the Last Word was composed by Walter Donaldson with the lyrics by Gus Kahn. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. This being the first show of March, I thought we'd do some marching. Here's someone you don't associate with marches, Smith Ballou.
Thank you. volunteer, marching along together, whistling till the skies are clear, swinging along the highway, over the road that's wide. Without a bugle, without a drum, we meet to chase the jinx. Oh, rum-tee-tiddly, here we come, we're happy hinky-dinks. Marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
Company, all in, right. What? Right. Smile, lad. Take your eyes off those gals. Heads up. Left. Right. Squat dress. With a piccolo and a drum, we'll have a lot of fun. Oh, rum-tee-tiddly, here we come. Hey, Winchell, you'd better run. Marching along together. Yowza, life is wonderful side by side.
Named for the leader of the American Expeditionary Forces in World War I, John Joseph Blackjack Pershing, that was the General Pershing March, played there on October 5, 1926, by Arthur Pryor's band. The Victor Band had recorded it about 7 years earlier. Carl D. Vandersloot all one word, composed the General Pershing March, but he didn't just write marches. He must have liked Hawaii, since he also wrote Hawaiian Twilight and Somewhere in Honolulu. Paul Whiteman, Jack Hilton, Henry Hall, and Ray Noble all recorded it, but before General Pershing, you heard Ben Burney and all the lads who were marching along together. Ben Burney himself sang the vocal on that August 21, 1933 Columbia recording. We began that march set with Ted Wallace and his campus boys with the Moonlight March from July 17, 1929. That Columbia recording was also issued on Regal as By the Midnight Revelers. Ted Wallace was, of course, a pseudonym for Wallace Theodore Ed Kirkaby, manager of the California Ramblers and of Fats Waller. The Moonlight March was composed by Carmen Lombardo with the lyrics by Charles Newman, and it was also recorded by George Olson. Yesterday, March 1st, marked the admission to the Union in 1803 of the 17th of the United States of America, Ohio. The name Ohio is from an Iroquois word meaning great river or large creek. Also known as the Buckeye State, Ohio is exactly as wide as it is long, 220 miles. The capital of Ohio is... Oh no, not Cleveland, but Columbus. Ohio is the only one of the 50 states not to have a state flag. Technically, because of its shape, Ohio has a swallowtail burgee and not a flag. And it took nearly 100 years until 1901 to get that. It was designed by architect John Eisman to fly over the Ohio building for the 1901 Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, and he even patented it. The colors of the flag are red, white, and blue, the same as the U.S. flag, and the large white circle represents the O in Ohio. The Ohio legislature adopted Eisman's flag in 1902, and it's been the official state flag ever since, without any change. We commemorated Ohio's statehood a couple of years ago, but here's a completely different set of rapidly rotating records about Ohio, beginning with Rudy Weedoft. Thank you.
say good morning, the way they always say good morning in our old Ohio home. We want to ramble amid the roses. We know just where to find the roses. We used to ramble amid the roses in our old Ohio home. Got to thinking it over at the close of the day. Got to dreaming of clover and the newborn hay. And say, we want to wander in the moonlight and meet our sweeties in the moonlight. We used to meet them in the moonlight in our old Ohio home.
Eddie South and his Alabamians, December 9th, 1927, and My Ohio Home. Written, as was He's the Last Word, by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. Born in Louisiana, November 27th, 1904, violin prodigy Eddie South might have visited Alabama, but Alabamians refers not to the state, but to the Club Alabama, which was located on Rush Street in Chicago. Before My Ohio Home, it was the Tuxedo Waltz Orchestra with By the Old Ohio Shore, from a Perfect 78, waxed April 3, 1922. By the Old Ohio Shore was written by Mary Earle and Ballard MacDonald. We started off our tribute to the beautiful state of Ohio with a saxophone and xylophone duet by George Hamilton Green and Rudy Weedoft of Beautiful Ohio. That Emerson recording was made August 30th, 1919, but the Green Brothers Marimba Band also recorded Beautiful Ohio for Decca on February 25th, 1938, with a vocal by Jack Parker. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. There's a little event going on in Hollywood right now, even as this show is airing, called the Academy Awards. So to commemorate the Oscars, here are some rapidly rotating records about the movies, beginning with The Happiness Boys.
Hey, Bill, what's the idea of squinting your eyes like you're doing?
Well, I've had a lot of trouble with my eyes lately.
Had trouble with them?
Yes.
Well, you'd have more trouble without them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I would.
You know, my eyes have been troubling me.
Is that so?
I blame it on moving pictures. You know, movies hurt my eyes.
Well, movies used to hurt my eyes, but now they hurt my ears.
You know, they used to say that movie actresses were dumb.
Yeah, now I wish they were, Ernie.
Folks all rave about the good old days, they do.
And we both agree with them, we're telling you.
We used to love the good old picture show,
the way we used to see them years ago.
Then the silent drama held its sway, okay.
Now they squeak and squawk, that's why we say,
I'm so sad and I'm so blue,
and I'm feeling that way too.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore,
when the star with baby face
shouts out in a voice that's bass,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Our dozing days are ended, no more the organ plays,
to mellow tones it rendered, we could sleep for days and days.
When our wife becomes a pest,
now we have no place to rest,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Talkies are a great invention, we agree.
Knocking isn't our intention, no siree.
But if you love an app the way we do,
it's 10-1 you'd be complaining to.
Now we have to keep awake through 20 reels,
listening to sneezes, squawks, and squeals.
When church scenes are shown today,
they're so real we start to pray,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. Now the pickaxe we hear pick,
even hear the crickets crick,
we can't sleep in the movies anymore. The sheik is from the ghetto, I thought he came from Spain,
his voice is high falsetto, and he sounds like he's in pain.
And a theme song there must be,
just to torture him and me.
We can't sleep in the movies anymore. Lions roar, we shake with fright, we can almost feel them bite. Buildings burn upon the street, and we even feel the heat. When white kids and peg cubby a wallop on the dome,
they really get so clubby, it makes us think that we're at home.
If by chance our eyes should close, then the villain blows his nose. We can't sleep in the movies anymore.
My father hated labor ever since he was a kid. Although he could do anything, he never, never did. He never got near any spot where any job might lurk. But something strange has caused a change, for father's gone to work. Father's awfully busy, at 8 he robs a train. From then till noon in a big balloon, he's followed by a sheriff in an aeroplane. From 1 till 4 he's a toreador, he poses with a cow. But it's goodbye dad, if the cow gets mad, he's working in the movies now. At night, poor father has to dress to go to work next day. He puts on all his costumes, then he jumps into the hay. We have no trouble with our dad, but mother, she has hers. When he reached bed last night, she said, take off those cowboy spurs. Father's awfully busy, at 8 he robs a train. From then till noon in a big balloon, he's followed by a sheriff in an aeroplane. From 1 till 3 neath an old oak tree, they hang him to a bough. But if he's alive, he'll be home at 5, he's working in the movies now. They wanted something nautical to make the picture play. My dad's a naughty actor, so they grabbed him right away. Next week he sailed to New South Wales to some pearl fishery. For when he heard the girls were birds, he said, I'll go to sea. Father's awfully busy, he'll sail the bounding main. With two big queens from the Philippines, they'll throw him from a schooner in a fishing seine. He'll dive for pearls with a couple of girls beneath a raft or scow. But the screen won't show all he does below, he's working in the movies now. ¶¶
Don't be alarmed, that's only my brother. Oh, this is what I hear when I'm in bed. A bang, a rattle, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow, and dogs bow wow. The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack, a gale starts blowing. A duck goes quack, a cock starts crowing. Though you may think I'm kidding you, yet what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you've forgotten what a parrot's squawk is, our Bill can illustrate that squawk for you. He does the steam escaping from liners leaving dock. He'll fake a razor scraping or else a cuckoo clock. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do.
Now then, everybody on the set. We've got to get this picture finished. Are you all ready with the noises?
Okay, Chief.
Well, silence, everybody. Say, what's the big idea? What the heck are you doing? Okay, camera, shoot. What's the big idea?
Well, you said shoot.
Say, are you trying to get fresh? Okay, camera, shoot.
Murgatroyd, what is the time? 2 o'clock. Then we haven't a moment to lose. If we can't get the money by Thursday, there is only one thing for it. We must get it by Friday, look you.
Leave it to me, Jasper. My car is at the door. I can be in Southampton in no time. By Jove, that was quick. Good morning, Skipper. Sea's a bit choppy.
Aye, aye, sir. Now then, all aboard. Up with the gangway. Full steam ahead.
By Jove, it's good to be back in China again.
Ah, Signor Murgatroyd, I believe you're coming for the man.
Yes?
Well, here for you a few notes.
Thank you. I must be going now. Is my aeroplane ready? Ah, there it is. Well, goodbye. 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 Hello, Jasper. London hasn't changed a bit.
Have you got the money?
Yes, here it is.
Good. £3 million. At last I can pay the mortgage off the old farmstead.
All right, that's okay. Cut and save your life.
The horses neigh, he makes the donkeys bray, he makes the chickens lay at night as well as day. My brother makes the noises for the talkies.
Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra with My Brother Makes the Noises for the Talkies, which would make his brother a Foley artist. Foley art being the process of producing sound effects added to film and video during post-production. It's named after Jack Donovan Foley, who started working for Universal Studios in 1914 and helped turn their 1927 film Showboat, originally planned as a silent picture, into a sound musical. The vocal there was by Billy Scott Comer, who played guitar in the band, and the speaking was by Jack Payne and others in the band. My Brother Makes the Noises for the Talkies was written by Charles Amberg, Fred Raymond, and Luigi Barnauer, whose real name was Ludwig Bernhuber. The German folk singer and composer was born in Vienna, Austria on October 1, 1899, and died in Oslo, Norway on November 11, 1945. Jack Payne's brother may have been a Foley artist, but Billy Murray's dad was an actor in the movies in He's Working in the Movies Now. That Victor 78 was made February 27, 1914. He's Working in the Movies Now was composed by Henry Lodge with lyrics by Vincent Bryan and Harry Williams. Vincent Bryan wrote the words to dozens of songs just after the turn of the 20th century, including I Was Aviating Around and I Should Worry and Get Wrinkles. We started that movie set with the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the deeper of the two voices, with I Can't Sleep in the Movies Anymore, which, since they're a duet, they sing as We Can't Sleep in the Movies Anymore. That's from August 21st, 1929, quite some time after the movies started to talk, actually. I Can't Sleep in the Movies Anymore was written by Burt Van Cleve, Frederick Hall, and Arthur Fields, who also recorded it. I used to do a segment on the show called
For No Particular Reason.
But frankly, there was almost always a particular reason I was playing the records. So I'm going to call this segment melange, which means an assortment, variety, medley, or bricolage. And at the end of the set, I'll let you know why I picked these particular records. Here's Paul Specht.
Of every grafter, there are mingled tears and laughter with tales of luck that's good and luck that's hard. While the lobster they call lucky is the guy who's really plucky, who sticks until he picks the winning card. Through my mind old scenes are chasing of the days ere I went racing when I didn't know a racehorse from a hen. I had hayseed in my hair, and I wore a vacant stare, but I'd like to be a lobster once again. I'd rather be a lobster than a wise guy. I'd rather be a good thing than a sport. The lob may be a joke, but still he's never broke. The wise guy is the one who's always short. Don't worry about the man who gets the lemon. He's bound to get the peaches when they fall. And the more of life I see, it really seems to me that the lobster is the wise guy after all. Let a wise guy lose a dollar, and he'll make a bigger holler than the man who sinks his fortune in a mine. And he talks just like a winner as he goes to Child's for dinner while the lobster sits in Rector's buying wine. When he calls upon his steady, if the maiden isn't ready, he knows there is a lobster making good. As he waits out in the cold, if the truth were only told, he'd like to be the lobster if he could. I'd rather be a lobster than a wise guy. I'd rather be a good thing than a sport. The lob may be a joke, but still he's never broke. The wise guy is the one who's always short. Don't worry about the man who gets the lemon. He's bound to get the peaches when they fall. And the more of life I see, it really seems to me that the lobster is the wise guy after all.
Come here, bird. A sad, sad sucker am I, yeah. Little birdie on a tree. Mama caught me with a bumblebee on a limb forbidden to me. A sad, sad sucker am I. Yes, I'm a sad, 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 sad sucker. And I like that jive, yeah, man. But I can't have no woman messing around my hive. Little birdie on a tree, tree mama gave me misery. I'm the kind, pay me no mind. A sad, sad sucker am I. Come on, birdie, tweet with me a while.
Earlier this afternoon, I had the pleasure of visiting the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo for a screening of W.C. Fields' 1941 picture, Never Give a Sucker Even Break, his last starring role. So I was looking to have a segment of sucker songs, but the only one I could find was that one, Sad Sap Sucker Am I, by Fats Waller and his Rhythm from May 13, 1941. Sad Sap Sucker Am I was written by Fats and Ed Kirkby. And by the way, if you find yourself in Southern California, I urge you to check out the Old Town Music Hall. Take a look at their website at www.oldtownmusichall.org. Last week I played Thanks for the Lobster by the Fred Van Epps Banjo Orchestra, so I was also looking to have a lobster set. but again found just one record that fit, I'd Rather Be a Lobster Than a Wise Guy. That was Billy Murray recording for Victor on the last day of 1907. Theodore F. Morse wrote the tune and Edward Madden the lyric. Now, lobster in the title of that song doesn't actually refer to the crustacean, but I'm not quite sure what it does refer to. Castle's Dictionary of Slang lists a number of definitions for lobster in use in the first decade of the 1900s, including a soldier, a slow-witted, awkward, or gullible person, a second-rate racehorse, an older man who gives a younger woman presents and or money in return for sexual favors,
what?
Or a part of the male anatomy.
What? What's that? What?
We started that melange segment with Paul Specht and his Hotel Alamac Orchestra on October 6, 1924, with Dreary Weather. We're having some dreary but welcome weather around here this weekend, but that's not why I played that record. I played it because it was written by Clay Boland and Frank Weingar, whose birthday was this past week, February 27th in 1901 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. All that, and we've still got time for one more. Last week I played a cut from the Stan Greening CD on Vocalion, which listener Art won in our contest a couple of weeks ago. Well, as it turns out, last week, March 1st, marked the birth in 1888 in Kensington, England, of Stan Greening. He was classically trained, studying cello, piano, and composition at the Royal Academy of Music, but around 1919 he was drawn to popular music and took up the banjo. By 1923, he was leading a band and was also a band booker, providing musicians and studio bands for recording companies. Stan himself played banjo, guitar, and string bass for various band leaders, including Jack Hilton, DeBroy Summers, and Percival Mackey. He was active through the 1950s, but retired in the 60s and died in 1971. Here are the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band, from May 14, 1931, with the vocal by Tom Barrett, on Au Revoir, Pleasant Dreams.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.